Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Steve calling you from the security team of Visa and Mastercard, sir. So how are you doing today?
Yeah,
Actually, sir, this is just a verification call that this morning did you authorize any overseas transaction for any medical donation?
no, I don't have credit cards either.
I'm not asking whether you have a credit card or not, okay? Someone just using your personal information and they are transferring all these funds to some overseas country, okay? So, sir, apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account? Is there anyone else in your
My
family?
account? What
Yeah.
account is that, mate?
Your Combank account, the one you register with the Commonwealth Bank.
Now, nobody else has authority to touch anything there
That's good.
or do
So the
any
reason why we are
transactions.
That's good. So the reason why we are calling is because as per the government policy, if there is any transaction going on to overseas, we are supposed to call the customer and verify that whether the transaction has been authorized by you or some other people, okay?
No, nothing's been authorized
Sir, do you remember, did you provide them any of your personal information visiting any website or a page?
No, not that I can remember.
Sorry, beg your pardon?
I said no, not that I can remember.
Alright, and did you share any of, read out your personal information with any of your friends?
No,
That's good. Sir, how do you pay your bills? You do it with your mobile, you pay it with your mobile phone or your laptop? Because, as I can see, you
With my phone, but I only pay one bill on my phone. Online, I only pay my electricity bill online.
And did you try to connect your device with a different Wi-Fi? Because, sir, as I can see over here, your IP location is just got compromised by some overseas people, all right? It's not where it should be. Not showing, all right? As you are in
Yeah.
Australia, but your IP location is showing somewhere else. Have you heard about IP location from anyone?
No,
So, do you use a smart device like an Android phone or an Apple device?
Yeah, I've got an Android phone, which
Yeah, exactly.
I know I've got a Samsung phone.
Okay. So first of all, I want to show you your IP location, then you will be getting understand from where those people are getting access to your account.
Okay.
So, can you open up any Google or a Safari browser?
You want me to open it now, do
Yeah, because I want to show you your IP location. Alright. Then you will be able to understand from where those people are getting access. Okay? Are you on your Google? Are you on your Google?
No. And where are you calling me from, mate?
We are calling you from the security department of Visa and Mastercard, and we got this report from the ACSC portal from the Australian Cybersecurity Centre. Right?
Well, that's weird because I don't have any Visa or Mastercard. I can't understand how anybody would be able to get into my.
I told you first that it's not like what you're thinking. Okay, you do online payment and someone just created a fake profile using your personal information and they are transferring all these funds to a company called it Austin Tours and Travels, which is located in US. So have you heard this company name before?
I can't do anything on the internet at the moment, mate, because I have a prepaid phone and my credit and that expired last night. haven't been able to go to the shops at the moment.
So, and where is that smartphone, that Samsung one?
It's here. I'm talking to you on it.
All right. So first, so I want to show you your IP location, then you will be getting a laptop. Okay, just be online while I transfer this call to one of my seniors. He will be guiding you further, all right, for the cancellation of this fraud payment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
All right, so this is David. I'm the senior manager, and I was just listening to your call, and the call has been transferred to me, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so you haven't used your card this morning, right, for any purchase or any withdrawal?
No, I haven't used my card for any purchases for 3 or 4 days, I think.
Okay, and you got a mobile phone. You use an app on your phone. You do check your balance, your account online, right, sir?
Yeah, well, I actually can't do that right now because I got a prepaid phone, and it expired, you know, all the credit and that expired last night.
Okay. Now, what has happening here, sir, like somebody has tried to get access to your network, and they are trying to log in into your account from a different network. And they have tried to withdraw some transaction. They are using, they are trying to make some funds behind you, okay? So, you do use a Google on your phone? You got a Google on your Samsung phone?
Yes.
Okay. Once you're on the Google, let me know. I will help you to check the changes that those people try to make behind you, sir. So you will be get rest assured, okay?
I don't have credit to be able to mess around with Google.
Sir, the phone that you are talking to me, you got internet on your this phone, right?
Yeah. I do have internet, but I do not have credit to, or data to be able to access that right now.
Okay, okay. You got a Wi-Fi? You also got a Wi-Fi?
The data and that all expired last night.
Okay, so you do have a computer?
No, I don't have a computer. The only thing I use is my telephone.
All right, the phone that you are using, it's a Samsung phone, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, have you put me on a loudspeaker? Put your phone on loudspeaker?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now open up the Google. Go to the Google. Find out the Google. Once you find out the Google, do let me know, okay?
Have a word with my senior so that we can assist you further, okay? I'm going to help you out to
I can't do, I'm in the Google. I can't do any searches because I don't have data.
You cannot open the Google?
No, I can't because I do not have data.
Oh, you don't have data. And do you have a router at your home which is connected to Wi-Fi?
No.
You don't have that. Okay.
No.
Just wait. Let me see what I can do because you don't have data. So we have to cancel those transactions so that you need to have the data on your mobile phone. But as you said that you don't have the data, we have to cancel it manually. Now, sir, do you have any debit card with any bank?
No, I only have one. I only use one card.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't use any other cards. Only the Commonwealth Bank. I only use the Commonwealth Bank.
Okay.
And
do you use the Commonwealth Bank app on your mobile phone often?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay.
All right. But sir, we are not sure. Okay, now let me email to my higher department these things, and let me get the details how we can go ahead and cancel the transaction. So kindly be on hold, okay?
Okay.
Don't disconnect the call.
No worries, ma'am.
Okay. Now, sir, I have got the email from the department. What they have suggested us that, first of all, what we will do, we will go ahead and cancel this card, and you will be getting the new card within 7 business working days, okay? Because this card got compromised somehow. And have you ever used this card to purchase in anything in any local market?
Yeah, I have used it a couple of times when I went to the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay. And have you used this card for any gift card, like Kohl's or any Wish, any gift card? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, but no, I haven't.
You haven't bought anything by using your card, your debit card, through these debit cards, right?
Yeah. No, I don't buy
Okay. If I do buy those things, I only use cash. Okay, you only use cash.
Yeah.
Okay, not an issue. Now just be handy with the card, sir. First of all, we will go ahead and cancel this card. And have you checked your IP location? Is it in California?
No, I'm not sorry.
Okay, you haven't set your IP address because your data is not there, so you cannot set that. No problem. Just be handy with the card, sir. We will go ahead and cancel these 3 transactions which have been done from them. And after that, I will suggest you go and check your balance on the ATM. You will be receiving the new balance over there. And after that, the card will be canceled. You will be receiving the new card, okay? Now, are you handy with the card right now?
All right, so let me help you. Let me help you to show the IP address changes. On the Google, open up a new page.
Yes, I am.
You have, okay. Now, do you see there's a 16-digit cancellation number over there?
Okay, open up Google on the Internet Explorer. Search for Google.
Are you there?
Yeah, just a moment, Matt. The
16-digit number.
Yeah.
Just help me out with that.
It's 5217.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, MY.
2953.
It's 29 or 39?
2.
Two, okay. 2935, right?
53.
53, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. 53. After that?
7553.
Okay. After that?
0437.
0437. And you can see the expiry of the card?
Yeah, 126.
126, right? Okay. Now, back of the card, you will see the 3-digit number. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, help me out with that.
237.
Okay. Now, before we go ahead and cancel the transaction, let me ask you one thing, because as you will be receiving the new balance over there that was tried to purchase behind you. Now, have you got any available balance over there? Do you know your available balance on the account?
Yeah, I think my balance is only about $3, maybe $3.75.
Like, you have the positive balance over there, right? No negative balance.
Yeah, it is a positive balance.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Well, that's the reason I have asked you, because if you have a negative balance, then you will not be receive the amount. To receive the amount, at least you have to have $1 like positive balance. That's the reason I have asked you. Okay. Now, let me send this information to my heart department to cancel the card. Now, just wait.
Registered with your account. This is the computer.
Okay. Now, sir, I have sent this information to the higher department. Is it possible for you that you can load some data on the phone?
No, I don't have any data, so I'm unable to do it.
Okay. You cannot do it from any local market or anywhere.
Yeah, I could, but
you cannot do it at the moment, right?
No, not at the moment.
I understand. Okay, sir. I already have sent this to you. I will just suggest you, if it's possible, go ahead and put some data, load some data on the phone. And as already we have sent these informations to cancel, you will be receiving the cancellation call once again after 15 to 20 minutes. So wait for our call, and once the cancellation will be processed, we will be giving you a call back, okay? All right. Just wait for our call. We will give you a call back.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.